Hey, I understand you have a new job.
Yes, I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep. Oh,
it's so wonderful that you modern gals can have it all. A husband and a full-time career.
I have a relationship and a full-time career, too.
That doesn't bode well.
Why not? You just said it's okay for her to work.
Well, Leonard doesn't need as much tending to as Sheldon does. And as Moon Pie explained, Leonard's work is more of a hobby.
That's my best friend.
Yeah. Look, I get that you're protective of your grandson, but he's an adult now. Maybe I understand what he needs better than you do.
I appreciate your honesty, dear.
Thank you.
And here's some more honesty. I don't like you very much.
Well, maybe I don't like you either.
Well, no. You have to like each other. Well, we have a 4:30 reservation at Applebee's.
I think I should leave.
What? Why? Other than you two fighting, we're having such a good time.
The minute you left the room, your precious Mima started giving me a really hard time. You know, I don't need this.
Let her go. And under no circumstance will you give her that engagement ring.
What ring?
Maybe we should give them some privacy.
Yeah. You go ahead. I'll catch up with you.
You have an engagement ring?
Yes.
Penny, did you know about this? All right, let's go. When did you get an engagement ring?
Well, my mother gave it to me, and I had been thinking about giving it to you, but then we broke up.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Sheldon, will you please tell your grandmother to stay out of this?
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
Sheldon, tell this girl that my ring will never be on her finger.
I'm going to opt out of that one, too.
You know, who said I even want to be engaged to him? And if I do, I don't need your hand-me-down.
All right. Let's remain calm and analyze this situation. You know, I realize that you've only known each other for less than a day, but is it possible this crankiness is because your cycles have synced?
You leave the room and let the grown-ups talk now.
Don't speak to him like he's a child.
Thank you. I'm going to go next door and play with Leonard.
Okay, so you met this girl, you exchanged numbers, and you're going to meet up with her.
Just to help her with a screenplay.
Oh, well, I guess that's not so bad.
You weren't there. He was really flirting.
Hey, it's not my fault if American women project their fantasies on foreigners with the kind of magical voice that grants wishes.
I'm sure it was harmless. People flirt, no big deal.
Really? So it's okay if
I flirt? I own your ass. The real question is, where are you with Emily?
It's hard to say. I think we're good, but things like this make me wonder if Emily's really the right person for me. I mean, did you guys ever have doubts about each other?
No, never.
Absolutely.
What?
Howie, you forget how much of our early dates involved you doing magic and me doing this.
Fine. I had reservations about you, too.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Well, it doesn't matter now, because I love how things worked out.
Me too. And I think you're even more beautiful than this rose.
Wow. You know, the last time I saw my grandma, the most exciting thing was watching the ash of her cigarette get longer and wondering if it was going to fall in her pudding.
Did it?
Yeah, right in there. She ate it and everything.
Leonard and Penny? Leonard and Penny? Leonard and Penny?
Come in.
Hey, what happened? Is Amy gone?
No. They asked me to leave so they could speak privately.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It was quite tense. So here's the million-dollar question. Who wants to pop over there and get my trains?
All right. I've made up my mind. I'm going to do the right thing. Call this girl and let her know that I'm in a relationship.
Okay, so far we've heard, made up my mind, I'm dumping Emily.
Made up my mind to date both of them by pretending to be twin brothers.
And made up my mind, I'll ask for a threesome, and if they say no, play it off as a joke.
I'm calling her. And the threesome didn't deserve the belly laugh it got.
You're right. It could totally happen.
Hello? Hi. Hi, yeah, it's Raj. Rajesh, we met at the comic book store.
Hey, what's up? Figure out what time you're free?
Actually, that's why I'm calling. I need to let you know that I have a girlfriend.
Okay, good for you.
Well, no, I didn't want to mislead you after you asked me out.
I didn't ask you out. I just need help with my screenplay.
Wait, are you saying that we didn't have a vibe?
Why do you care if we have a vibe? You have a girlfriend.
Come on, I just told you had a girlfriend. The least you can do is tell me if you had a vibe.
Sure, we had a vibe.
I knew it. Okay, we did have a vibe. This is exciting. What's my next move?
You still have a girlfriend.
Right, good catch. Anyway, so I'm sorry to waste your time, and good luck with your screenplay.
Hang on.
We're both adults. We can still get together without it meaning anything.
Not me. Ever since you admitted we had a vibe, I've been planning our wedding.
Look, it's just coffee.
I'll ask you some questions about
science, and if you propose, I promise to say no.
Okay. Well, that hurts a little, but okay.
Great. I'll text you.
Bye. All right. So, we're meeting for coffee like two adults. Everybody's happy. Easy peasy.
Are you going to tell Emily?
Yeah, of course. We have no secrets.
When are you going to tell Emily?
He lied about the cream cheese. He ate the whole thing. I saw him.
Look, I know you think I'm not right for Sheldon, but trust me, I'm his best shot. You have no idea how much I put up with.
I know more than you think I do.
Really? You know what it's like to have date night ruined because Google changed their font?
Young lady. If you think I don't know what it's like to live with a stubborn, egotistical man, then you're wrong. Because that was my husband.
Really?
There were days I wanted to fill his pockets with corn and toss him in the pig pen.
Well, if you understand, then why are you giving me such a hard time?
Because when you broke up with Sheldon, it hurt him deeply. And I don't want to see that happen again.
Hi, sorry. Sheldon would like to say something to you.
No, I wouldn't.
Just get in here.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Meemaw, look, I'm sorry, but I have to defend my girlfriend to you.
Oh, Sheldon, thank you.
Oh, great. Now you're going to get emotional. I always looked up to you and Pop-Pop. Now, I know what a challenging man he could be, but I saw you stand by him and make him into a better person.
I did.
Yeah, well, that is exactly what I've been doing the last 5 years with this little work in progress.
He never disappoints, does he?
I think what Sheldon means to say is we've both grown together. Isn't that right?
Well...
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. If you feel so strongly, I won't stand in your way.
Thank you.
So if he wanted to give me that engagement ring, we would have your blessing?
I suppose.
I just gave you my virginity, woman. Cool your jets.
See, if you just change the story to the destruction of a galaxy, then a supermassive black hole could work.
This is great. Thank you so much. Just gotta figure out a way for everyone to die that isn't too scary for children.
And that's how Mommy and Daddy met.
Hey, did you ever tell Emily about us?
I will!